This week, they are micropaving the Bee Creek area. We've got it all over 16 and 1/4 miles.
Scenic overlook.
I went out there this morning. We're going back out there this afternoon. I have got part of the wall cap poured. They're pouring the remainder of that wall today. They should be working now. They do have everything else formed up. The lower deck, the upper deck, and the handicap ramp and stairway. So yeah, we're moving along.
Just for the record, on my end of the world, that's a big project. A lot of people really appreciate that, so we appreciate the county.
It'll be nice.
I'd like to be done with that. I did add it. I didn't even remember it. I did it right after the last meeting, but that's the updated list with the St. Street apartments, which is a multi-mobile, so it's one of only two multi-mobiles. So that's such good work.
Yeah, the St. Street, that was one of the St. Paul. That was the detail.
Item 4 of MoDOT updates.
Yes, sir. Our statewide transportation improvement program, which is our slate of projects, is under, we're wrapping up public review on that right now. We anticipate that our new program will be adopted by our commission in early July. We're also working on a draft unfunded needs list, which is something that we update every year. We're going to be talking about that a little bit when you get through needs prioritization, kind of that's the very last step where we look at what are priorities that did not get funding in our construction program. And we have that list available. Legislators use that when they're looking at potential funding. So it's important to keep that up to date. And Beth Schaller's not here today. She's usually the one up on the construction projects. So if you have any questions about those, I'll probably have to do some follow-up on them. The only one I have any inkling about is the Route 86 improvements being done by Big Cedar. They did make some last-minute changes to the roundabout of Jones Road to help manage traffic after this last concert. Based on what I'm hearing about how things went, there may be further changes needed, but we do continue to work with them down on Route 86 and with traffic.
Gretchen, was that after Saturday's conference and that adjustments have been made?
They made adjustments before the concert.
Before that.
I think it had to deal with how they're getting people out of the site. They cut back one of the new islands they just put in.
I know Rick at his partnership meeting had some questions about the placement of the cones at the turnoff there, and I went down there this weekend, and I think they've got some planning or adjustments for those cones as you turn off of 65 there, and so it's important I think they get that worked out, because when you come up on it, you see all the cones, you don't know whether it's an accident or you don't know whether it's a directive. I think the mapping was pointed out at the partnership meeting is correct with the arrowheads and everything, mm-hmm. but I guess that's got to be finalized is the main thing.
Yeah, I know we're looking at that area too. I think Cedar brought that concern up as well.
That inside storage lane, you get down to the end of the lane and there's no obvious way forward. So everybody is taking the west storage lane all the way down and turning, and then the east side storage lane going on to 86, headed south on 65, they turn into the inside lane. So it goes from two lanes to one right there. Beth has tried to explain that. It's a striking issue. I think it's just not intuitive when you get down there what you're supposed to do. But I have a feeling that that'll get adjusted. There was some comments from eastbound traffic coming on the two-lane section of 86, that they couldn't get into the concert. They were piped straight across. I don't know if that's a MoDOT issue. I think that was a traffic control issue on site, but there was a pretty substantial number of folks that decided they would beat the traffic and go to the west and come in from the west, and that didn't work out for them. They had to go down to the roundabout at
top of the rock.
Now, what am I saying? Anyway, go down to the roundabout and turn around and come back. They didn't like that very well, but that, I don't think that was a MoDOT issue. Ridgedale roundabout was what I was trying to come up with. But overall, I think traffic improvements received high marks. So.
All right. Bills, we'll move on to item 5 of new business.
I got something on that. Recently, through planning and zoning and then final approval through the commission, we had a project on Buchanan Road. It's approximately 300 units of apartments going to be going in right above Lafayette, the bingo sports area. Currently, we have around 3,500 cars per day on that road now, and that's easily going to add 600 more. And right now, I mean, yeah, they back up at Buchanan trying to get out during the busy time, but even if we had the stop sign removed, we're still going to bottleneck at the high road. So I would like to move that project 17 up in the top 5, so it would be more on MoDOT's radar to do intersection improvements up at the high road.
Something Travis can be adjusting that off projection.
Yeah, and I can kind of readjust it based on knowing what's coming in. I can say it's going to end up top 5, but you know, crash data and stuff we don't have yet to kind of adjust some of the.
Well, the traffic count comes from our radar sign we've got out there currently, so we know it's pretty accurate. And then you go to adding that many more units, probably going to be more than 600. Let's say it would be a minimum of 600 additional.
Mr. Chairman, I'd recommend that Travis be charged to do that and put that as an agenda item first at the top of the next meeting to evaluate and the potential of moving it up, whatever level it.
What is there to look into? I mean, it's obvious. To me, it's obvious it's going to happen.
He's going to do his standard rating for all the projects as we do all of them. And it'll depend how high up the list it goes. And hopefully you go right up to the top. Just the process. We all hear you loud and clear and think it's that Buchanan Road, both ends of that, the other end of it, we've got projects too that need attention up at 248. Where there needs to be some traffic control, because that's where all the buses go and the parents take kids in and out of all that school system every day. And we've had these projects on the list there for Buchanan Road for 5 or 6 years now, and it'd be good just to evaluate them and keep them at a high level of visibility.
But I have invited the superintendent if he wants to.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I like the battlefield promotions. Unfortunately, I'm not the superintendent, but we appreciate you all looking into this. This is something that we've talked to MoDOT before and with Devin as well, just trying to figure out the best way to avoid bottlenecks. You know, the 3,500 cars, but of those 3,500 cars, you got to figure in about 500 of them are teenage drivers, so that adds, it's got to be worth something, I'd say. For safety purposes, but with just the traffic, 66 buses that we run out of there 4 times a day, additional traffic, you know, with apartment, with the potential apartments coming in to that area. We just appreciate you all looking into that. Other things is we might additionally add more campuses out there in the future. Nothing imminent at this point in time, but kind of helps us in our decision making to see if the infrastructure is there and what can be done to ease the traffic flow from that area on Buchanan Road. You know, it's just a busy time, you know, from August to May as far as that goes, from about 7 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock in the morning, and just seems to be pretty dangerous. I would say I haven't had that many accidents at the high road, but just a lot of close calls. And with S&H adding, you know, going in there as well, Premier Landscape is on the other side of the high road there. Everything that comes in and out of there is with a trailer now, plus all the trucks in and out of the transfer station. So just, you know, appreciate you looking into this. You know, if there's something the school can provide for you to help you in decision making or moving it up the list, we would be happy to do that. Like I said, we just appreciate you guys considering this.
What about any comments on the other end that we've been looking at and discussing their 248 and where there's no traffic control there now, that's been that way for a number of years? What are your thoughts on that, the current status? Because that's one we've had on the project list, and we're focusing, looking at what we can do to help in that project.
It slows down. Most of the traffic that goes out that way that causes the log jam is trying to go south. And so it's just, I mean, the vision, the line of sights there are not good. The speed at 45 miles an hour through there, cars come around there pretty quick and get up on you both ways pretty quick. So, you know, one of the things that we've talked with Devin about is there an alternative route south, you know, that would relieve the Buchanan Road 248 intersection if there was something that allowed it. We talked to MoDOT about this as well, as an on-ramp, a southbound on-ramp. If you come to the end of Buchanan Road and go right, was there something there? But it's not a safe place to have an on-ramp coming down the hill and so close to another way. So that's kind of the discussion we've had there as far as Buchanan Road and 248. I don't know that there's a whole lot. I don't know if there's a whole lot you can do with that.
Well, there would be end up being a controlled intersection with a light, and they would control the traffic and the speed. Again, the sight distance that you measure is the issue problem. Thank you for
all the
questions
coming
in today.
Yeah. I feel, though, the more we improve, like at the high road or the outer road, that the less traffic you're going to have going up the other end trying to beat it. You know, if you can keep them from bottlenecking as much, more people's probably going to go out that way.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right. There's a lot of reasons people are going out that way is they can't get out the other end.
Yeah. That development did talk about, say, we're going to pay for sidewalks, at least within their property. They were going to provide those for kids going back and forth.
Devin, you know how many units they're putting in there, roughly?
Around 300 is what I'm.
Oh, that's big.
240 is what their initial presentation is.
That would be big.
They still left half the property.
Yeah, well, if you have more property, they can get additional units. So.
What's the name of that development?
Four-man.
Oh, yeah, four-man development.
Four,
M-I-N. Is whose name it's under.
Thank you.
Right behind L&J and all of them.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. I have six on the agenda. The SimCloud. Good afternoon. I'm Jason Ramsley, Director of Southwest Missouri Council of Governments.
there, you're probably expecting a shore, yeah.